So the distractions is kind of like a carnival or a Ferris wheel or a circus. That's all it is. The distractions are like a circus, and after you go to enough circuses, you've seen them all. And some of the circus distractions would be a Jezebel, a narcissist, get-rich-quick schemes. I mean, I hate to tell you this, but even Alex Jones is a distraction. Joe Rogan is a distraction. So you might say, well, how can Alex Jones be a distraction? Because the New World Order has always been here since Genesis 3. It's here. They're all working together. They do blood sacrifices every year. And they call it war. It's all a distraction. They're all part of it. Freemasons are in every society. Jesuits, every society. Magician priest class, every society. It's all a distraction. What I mean, think about it. If they're not praising God and giving God the honor and the glory and submitting to God, what are they doing? They're going the opposite. They're going to the devil. They actually think that the devil is God, Lucifer. Why would he have Steve Pasinacek, who actually said, and I got it recorded and I got it on my server, he says, I am Lucifer. He said, I predict, I can crumble nations, I'm Lucifer, or something like that. He actually said that on the show. Why did he have him on his show for all these years? Because he was some kind of CIA agent or something, or some kind of intelligence. Where are they getting their intel from? From the devil. Intel, intelligence. The words reveal the hologram. The word hologram just means written by the hand of one person. So what is a hologram? It's a writ document. It's a writ book. It's a code. It's a codex. It's the Bible. His word is forever settled in heaven. Is 3D in heaven? No. It's 5D or higher. So the words are spirit. Jesus said it. Words I speak, spirit and life. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Your mind is spirit. Your heart is spirit. God, the seven spirits of God go out from the throne to see whose heart is right by him. So the distractions of the world are going to be the same distractions no matter who you are, where you are, and no matter what level you're on. No matter what level you're on in society, financial or whatever. So it doesn't matter if you're a CEO or sweeping floors, the same fractal distraction is still there. If you rise up in the system, it's the same distractions. Look, TikTok and all that stuff, it's all being used to destroy you. It's wasting your time. You've already seen it 1,000 times. Why keep watching it? It's all distractions. It's all Babylon. And so what God is allowing you to do is go through the cycles of time till you birth out of that, which is nothing. The flesh mind loves the natural realm. The natural realm is a distraction. The flesh mind lets you go through the cycles, you know. If you're just starting out and you have kids and you're raising kids and you got a job, yeah, and it's you're having fun or whatever, even that's going to get old. The purpose for everything getting old down here is not to send you to a midlife crisis, but to send you to a spiritual crisis. To where you say, oh, it's the same repeat every day. Every day's the same. when you wake up to it, some people wake up early. It took me a long time to see it. I don't know. I was really just, it wasn't making sense, you know. Politics are controlled. The media is controlled. Stock market's controlled. The finances across the world are controlled. It's all controlled. It's a controlled thing. And if you think you're gonna beat it, the only way you're gonna beat it is really fasting and prayer and thinking outside the box. The box, see, they're trying to push you into a smaller and smaller box until you become a machine man or love the machine. Men will marry female machines, which is just a machine. That's why they want you to love your car. That's why they want you to love your tools. That's why they want you to love your whatever it is. Marriage is for the natural plane. Birth in babies, to birth in a copy, to distract you for a while. But what happens when your spouse dies? Let's say people do live till they're 60 or 70 and live together most of their life. What happens when their spouse dies? They got to have something outside that, or they won't live. Most people die. Their spouse dies, a year later they die. That happens a lot. What are you worshiping? I mean, what are you worshiping? What is it that you're worshiping? Your job? Your children? Your family? That die off? That most of them in your family are narcissistic, psychopaths? What are you worshiping? Are you worshiping your country? Your society? Your own ideology? Yeah, I believe in the American system. I believe in freedom of speech. I believe in the way our laws are set up with the redemption encoded in it, just like Israel. I don't have a problem, but I don't worship America. If America crashes and burns, does that take away my faith? No. Somebody in the real world, when Biden got elected, she said, "What now? Are you not are you sad?" No, I'm not sad. I don't worship politics. What are you talking about? The reason she tried to project it onto me is because if Biden would have lost, she'd have been sad. They try to project what's into them, what's in them onto you. And then when they find out you're not like them, they can't figure it out. They don't understand. Because it's contrary to them. They got their affections on this place. Yeah, you can set some goals and patterns and try to get free financially and try to be, you can set some goals, but you might have to change your goals. You might have to do a redirection, but that's okay. I wouldn't be mad about it. God redirects you all the time. It's not even about what's going on around you. It's about what's going on the inside.